Last time on Queen City Supers, our wannabe heroes were invited to a special gala to honor their success in saving the project codenamed Halcyon from the Fumigator. The gala ended up being a secret test set up by the Hero Institute to get a closer look at how the group works together. With some clever planning and a few missteps, the three were ultimately successful in tackling the challenge set before them. Now they've taken a step away and they're going to get some celebratory boba. Because I believe that was the last thing y'all had planned, was going to get boba.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we still in our super suits?
Well, if you want to have had time to go change, you can. I'm pretty sure.
Going to boba in our super suits. The age-old question.
Madigan would like to change.
Yeah. Do the owners think that we're cosplayers or the actual heroes? Who knows?
To be fair, they're probably used to all kinds of superheroes just wandering in their suits. And Madigan, I will remind you, Glider does not know your secret identity.
Don't. That's right.
I don't.
Oh, okay. I'll stay. I'll stay until you've earned my trust.
Oh.
Ba ba ba.
Oh, what's the name of our boba place?
Gongcha is one of the ones in the city.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm glad we don't have to make one up.
Yeah.
I used to work at a boba place.
Oh, nice.
So now I have opinions about boba. It is unfortunate that I do.
Does Marcus also have opinions about boba?
No, Marcus goes and he has his original milk tea with extra boba every single time. Marcus is, if anything, predictable with boba choices and does not consider the fruit flavors in the slightest.
Yeah, Glider gets the winter melon, lavender, rainbow boba, just like the most sparkly, fruity, weird thing. So much sugar.
Does it come with a green Skittle on top? That's my only thought.
And... mm-hmm. Green sour Skittle. And Madigan, I'm fairly certain everybody would think she would go coffee because tech hacker, muscly, like super strong, usually goes for the full caffeine. No, she goes for the full honeydew smoothie with like triple white pearls. So good.
You come up and place your order. Purse Morgie at the counter isn't fazed in the slightest by the trio of heroes, two of who are slightly singed. They do show some concern at that. Like, are you okay? Do you need some medical attention?
Mostly superficial damage, sort of, probably.
We're okay. We're fine. We're great. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
You said it an appropriate number of times.
Okay, it's just, if you need anything, don't be afraid to ask. Nodding and smiling in the understanding of one day these children will learn that it is okay to ask adults for help. Never mind, this person's probably about the same age you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sure if they're thinking we are superheroes or just walking around in costumes. And we're not going to correct her.
No.
At least Scarlet Sentinel will not.
I will say Kid Phoenix likely has offered, you know, when I go back to the roost, if you want, I can bring you all back some med packs or something. We have a few there.
Like real, like Phoenix branded med packs?
Yeah, I thought it was really silly to put like our sticker on them, but yeah, because like, you know, they bring you back.
I mean, that's really cool, like, because then you know who's like helping you. It's really smart.
Yeah,
I think the joke went over her head.
No, it's,
I think she's, no, planning on putting the sticker in a scrapbook somewhere.
Shh, don't, no one will ever, don't see, tell it on me.
It's fine. It's you can keep the sticker if we make a lot of them. It's like one of our branded items, I guess. It feels weird to brand it But there's no, like, Band-Aid superhero, so that's probably for the best, I guess.
Band-Aid Man. Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah. Niche power set, you know?
There are a few heroes out there who have healing capabilities to some extent, but still good to have your own stuff just in case they're not nearby or if they get knocked unconscious, then you're like, well, healer's down, what do we do?
I'm really glad that the superheroes around here don't work on, like, dedicated MMO rules where if your healer dies, you're just screwed.
No, they're smart. Gotta, like, make sure okay. Actually think ahead and use some logic, not just I'm invincible until you're not.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the tagline on the Phoenix healing packs, is you're invincible until you're not.
Yeah. There are probably like a couple heroes out there that think that nothing can stop them, nothing can hurt them. They're few and far between in general. Most people are like, it's good to have healing stuff because even if you don't need it, someone else might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
So I think we're just all like sitting in a booth, awkwardly drinking our bobas.
It's like the end of Avengers.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're all just kind of...
What do you think? Just
looking around, just randomly sipping.
Possibly one of the few times... or the only time the three of you have hung out together in a casual social situation. Aside from the gala, which was 2 hours ago.
Not one of those.
More mandatory than anything.
Yeah, I'm like, I take a long slurp of my boba. And I'm just like,
so that went well. I think that went pretty well, right?
Yeah. My powers did a weird thing, but... other than that, it was pretty good.
It went okay.
Your powers did a weird thing?
Yeah, I kind of like, normally it's just telekinesis, but like I like saw some like outlines and stuff. It's not normal. It looked like a bunch of big hands.
Yeah, I will remind you, the two of you did briefly see that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was some effect from the power source, or maybe you're just getting more powerful.
That's true. Oh. So my telekinesis was really hands the whole time. Weird.
Maybe eventually you can make them look like anything, and they're just hands right now. Because you think they should look like hands.
Just start beating people up with telekinetic rubber chickens.
Yeah, they'll never see it, right? No, I'm just like, I sit down and like I grab a napkin and just start doodling like shapes for my telekinesis. Like, no, wait, that's a good idea. I should probably practice and see if I can like shape it in my brain.
Yeah, because if you know, it could be like a phoenix or just like fire. It could look like whatever you wanted, probably, if it's coming from your mind.
Oh. Yeah.
Wings.
I mean, normally I just pick myself up and toss myself, but yeah.
No, I mean like wings smashing down on them.
Oh.
Or coming in from behind you and smashing down on them.
That would be very stylish. I would.
Oh my gosh. Like a swan? Did you know they can break your legs?
Like in general, or do they have to do something specific?
No, they have to hit your legs.
Oh, okay.
With their wings. They have really strong wings. Anyway, but yeah, you're probably just your powers are probably getting stronger because you're doing more, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am doing more. Have any of you had like weird, like your powers started doing extra stuff?
Extra stuff?
You did start getting faster, Glider, after you found that stopwatch.
That's where my powers come. I wasn't fast before that.
Yeah.
I was regular speed before that watch came along.
No, nothing.
Just really good at like the sprinting in track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had heat vision room temperature before my powers activated.
No, I've always been pretty strong and very adept at technology.
Yeah, you were great.
Wait, is that like your power?
Except when I blew myself up.
Yeah, but you're fine, mostly. Like, you're not, like, too beat.
Yeah.
Just a little singed.
Your hair is slowly defloofing. Just a little
bit. Oh, no. Yeah, there was a lot of lightning going on. Like, in general.
My hair frizzes up.
Yeah, there's a lot more, like, electrocution than I was anticipating.
Yeah. My fingers are still a little tingly, but I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah. And they got us in the elevator. Like, why show us the secret elevator and then electrocute us in the secret elevator?
For all you know, they could have rigged all the elevators.
Says the clerk at the front.
There's like no one
here.
It's
very late.
Like, are you guys new or something?
She's just in the back, and you can see she's reading a superhero's memoir.
Oh my god. She has such a rich inner life that we do not know about.
Kit Phoenix's dad on the front.
Yeah, it is the Phoenix.
Oh god. I immediately like hide my face, but it's like my costume is still my costume, so it's not late. Like
way too late.
Yeah.
She just gives you the look of the dog, like, don't worry, I won't tell.
I think they probably rigged a lot of places. We didn't really take much of the stairs, but there were probably booby traps in there too.
Yeah. We kept all the civilians safe though. That was pretty cool.
That is true. We did.
That was so smart of you to get them all in one room.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been not smart if that room was rigged with traps, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
We did get through it pretty quickly.
We did, and that's gotta like, count, right? Like, they have to take the timing of it into account, probably.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what they say in, I guess, classes? Or whatever it is now?
Yeah.
I've never really done any kind of school that wasn't the Phoenix teaching me to fight crime and do math. So yeah, no, this would be like a brand new experience.
Like, you've never been to high school or elementary school or anything like that?
No, I didn't do those.
Oh, good luck.
It's like homeschooled the whole time.
There's a lot of stupid people out there. Supers or otherwise.
Oh.
Did he only teach you math?
No, I learned other stuff that wasn't math related. I just...
Oh, okay. Just the way you said that was a little...
No, like, he hired tutors and stuff. It wasn't just him.
Nice, well-rounded education.
Yeah, like, except for the social part, I feel like my education is pretty top-notch.
Oh, you're probably fine. You're probably way ahead of all of us. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Don't people, like, punch people for that? That's what they do in school, right? They punch each other a lot?
They're not supposed to.
Oh, but it happens quite often.
Okay. I'm getting some mixed signals about the punching.
Mm. Well, there are bullies. Bullies are a major reality in schools, regardless of the type of schools.
Okay.
They're very clicky.
Hey, Marcus, roll...
Oh.
What role would make sense for what you know of the Hero Institute?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I thought you were going to ask, what do you know about regular teenage high school?
What do you know about cool teens?
Cool teens.
The answer in real life, mostly nothing. Isn't Superior the one that has to do with your smarts?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Alright, I got -1, 7.
Okay. The Phoenix has told you some things about it. Either didn't do a great job of explaining it or didn't tell you much about it. It's been a while since he was in school. But from what you understand, it sounds more like a trade school. There are some in-classroom classes that you will have to take, but... there's good portions of it that is more practical work of, like, building up your abilities, practicing teamwork. You get to shadow heroes sometimes. It changes sometimes, like, it varies class to class. So, you know, it's not going to be like a typical college, but you don't know a lot of the specific details or what it will probably look like for your group.
Yeah. Well, trade schools can also be pretty crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to a trade school.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know much about y'all outside of a professional context, so I have a civilian name. I was not always Kid Phoenix. They did not name me that in the womb.
The moment of you don't actually know what your birth name is.
No, yeah, I was like, well, I assume my name is what my dad named me, but I could be dead wrong.
As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's the name I was born with.
I am sitting with, like, both hands on my boba cup, and I'm like, oh?
Yeah, but the clerk is, like, really not busy, so I'll tell you all later.
Probably a good idea. As I, like...
Yeah.
Readjust my mask a little bit.
She just kind of covertly, like, tucks her book back under the thing and goes to, like, start doing, like, cleaning up stuff in the back. Realizing that y'all probably want some privacy, so she's like, eh, might as well just start, you know, cleaning up and restocking.
I mean, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be such a good experience. We'll get to hang out more and get to do all sorts of stuff. You said even they do hero shadowing? Like, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah. You can, there's a lot of different kinds of heroes too. Like, some of them are really good at rescuing people. Some of them are really good at punching people. There's a few other kinds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, punching.
Like, you can do both, right? You're good at rescuing people with all the hacking, and you can also punch people.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see where they try and stick me.
Yeah, it is hard to hack while you punch. Kind of need your fingers.
If you had a really small computer that, like, fit in the palm of your hand so that when your hand was a fist, you could still be hacking.
Oh, it's like texting and driving.
Wait, but that's dangerous.
That would end poorly for the computer, because when I punch, pressure would shatter whatever's in my hand.
That would also be bad for your hand.
Yeah, I also don't condone texting and driving.
We here at Queen City Supers
do not condone texting and driving.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're about to text somebody, don't.
Don't do it.
Pull over safely to the side of the road when you are able, and then send that text message.
What's a good name for, like, a vigilante that's really petty about texting and driving?
The only thought I could think of was typo. I don't know anything about them, but my brain's just like typo.
I'm thinking like the final text or something.
Oh!
I was thinking like the roadster.
The roadster's also pretty good. Like, he gets really upset if you...
I like the final text though, because it very well could be your final
text.
Yeah,
and he's like dressed like the Grim Reaper, but with like Heelys so that he can move on the road faster.
He works with the roadster, and they do what they can to keep, like, two major streets, like, safe.
Great.
Oh, man, I can only imagine from, like, a civilian standpoint. It's just like, oh, God, this road again.
Just go around it.
Yeah.
Well, in Regina, we have Albert Street, which is one that goes north to south. And then we have Vic that goes from west to east.
Okay.
And then around, it starts as Pasqua Street up to Louvain, and then it turns into Ring Road, and it circles the entire city.
I think the final text probably pops in and out of the Ring Road.
Yeah.
He has teleporting abilities, and the roadster speeds.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. So you just see someone blink towards you.
That'll help him so much because there's so much construction right now.
Yeah, so the roadster mostly focuses on, like, oh, if something's, like, falling into the road, or, like unintentional accidents. Whereas the final text is, like, put your phone down.
It's 10 out of 10 world building we got over here. Oh. Yeah, so...
Guess what my next cosplay is going to be.
Yeah, the roadster.
No, the final text.
I'm probably gonna shadow the roadster at some point.
I was gonna say, yeah, you could end up shadowing like a hero that's interesting or a hero that's not interesting, but you never know, because some heroes that look like they would be interesting
can be exceptionally dull.
Yeah, like my dad.
Your dad's seems cool. Like, your dad does a lot.
Yeah, but that's like the thing you're supposed to say about people's dads, because you don't have them as your dad.
Well, I mean, your dad's also like a certified superhero. My dad like runs a Foot Locker, so.
Oh.
I mean, no, he doesn't.
Actually pretty like. No, that's pretty convenient. I bet running really fast like messes up your shoes, so you have like a
every other day.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I mean, if that's what he did, which isn't what he does.
At the academy, they might find you better shoes that are much more heat resistant to high speeds.
Yeah, my leather jacket's actually like explosion resistant and like sort of bulletproof. That's pretty so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like all my stuff is full of Kevlar. What? So.
Super fashion designers are like premium. Like they do amazing work.
Expensive but worth it.
Oh, 100%.
So long.
You know what's cool? Not having bullet holes in me.
Right?
There's this one designer, her name is Eva. You don't hire her, she chooses you.
Oh yeah.
We better get some Eva representation further on.
Yeah.
We better meet this lady.
Well, she's not Edna Mode, she's Eva Means.
Eva Means! That's good.
Our Eva Means
will come to you. Don't try to contact her.
That Eva Means has a good flow to it for a brand name.
Yeah, Eva Means, yeah. I like that.
But she's very picky about who she works with.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Some people are not entirely sure if she actually exists. It's so random. She'll work with them.
You just hear whispers, and some folks will try and brag, but then within like a month, their clothing will fall apart. So you know they've lied.
Yeah. I think Glider's having the moment of, should I have not bought my suit off of eBay?
Yeah. Because you guys are talking about, like, explosion-proof leather and real Kevlar, and I'm like, oh, I sure got this on eBay.
You'll be supplied with something a little bit more sturdier, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't say that out loud, but in my brain, I'm like, it was a certified reseller. Like, they had, like, 1,000. So like, that's probably fine. Probably.
Is it kind of like Wish?
And then you have the thought of, wait, no. What if people go there for cosplay?
And that's why you got a bunch of. Oh no.
Yeah. I can read the look on your face. You just have like a slightly panicked look. Yeah, no. They'll supply you with something a little bit more sturdy. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, cool, great, yeah, because, I mean, we're going to be doing so much training. We need stuff. Equipment.
Yeah.
Costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I trained without, like, the protective gear, so I would get good at dodging. And at bringing up a brain shield really fast so I don't get hit as hard.
I tend to practice mostly in martial arts gear. So, just cotton.
Do you think we're going to have to do our little masks and stuff while we train, or are we gonna like meet each other in civilian stuff?
Don't know.
I feel like that probably depends on the hero.
Yeah.
But they do recommend some amount of caution when entering the building, because the Hero Institute's pretty well known. They can't guarantee no one's spying on them as much as they try, so they exercise caution if you don't want your secret identity known. Do not come out of costume.
Yeah, I think we have to wear them, I think, as we walk in. But once we're there, we could probably work out in any workout clothes we want. They want us to, like, train to the best of our abilities.
Yeah.
I would probably still say keep, like, any mask, facial coverings on if needed, depending on the amount of security they have.
Madigan sitting there thinking, I wanted to work on their tech security team, but no.
You gotta be a superhero.
I'm so good at punching, you have.
Why did I have to be strong? Oh, I could have just been a quiet little nerd. But no. I have to look like a biker chick.
Is that all internal?
I think it was more of like a very quiet grumble under the breath.
Okay, got it. That, much like most subtext, Marcus does not catch it.
Yeah.
I'm loudly slurping up the last bobas from my drink, so I can't hear you.
We've all narratively committed to let you have that one.
Yes.
Yeah, the few seconds later, you hear the girl working at the counter come out, and she's like restocking.
It's really close to us, strong, like behind us.
Yeah. So, like, I probably have to head to the roost soon. When I go on patrol later, do you want me to, like, drop off the med packs? If you're, I mean, we can meet at a place so it's not, like, your home. I don't want to, like, spy on your home. That's weird.
Oh, yeah, we can drop somewhere to meet. I mean, you know my, like, area.
Yeah. It's, like, the other side of town from the Roadster.
You could just drop it off at my place. Marcus okay. Already knows where I live.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
We don't communicate that we've known each other for a while. I'm just like, yeah, no, you know where I live. That's
yeah, cool. And I nod, and there's, I don't provide further context. I just go, yeah. No, okay, I can bring it by.
Yeah, and I kind of get this look on my face like, you guys know where each other lives?
Oh, do you want?
No, it's you. I mean, you know my area, you know where I work, so like it's fine.
Should I like tape it to like a telephone pole or something, or?
Or under a park bench?
Park benches are good. Whatever works, I'll find it. Also, you can just text me when you have dropped it off.
Oh, that's true. We have each other's
numbers now.
I'd like do a quick thing on my computer. Okay, we each have each other's numbers. There you go. We're good.
Oh, thanks. It's always so. I hate the fumbling of having to pull it out and pass it around. It's like a whole thing.
Always a whole thing. So it's good to have a hacker. Never mind. She just casually hacked into your phone to deposit information.
You did.
We already know who we are to each other, so it's not like the worst. Right. Like I would not allow it if I didn't trust you to some extent.
Oh yeah. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't sort of, to an extent, trust you guys too. But also, again, me and Marcus have known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was your next step up from when you were internet friends and then, like, right before you actually met in person.
Yeah. So now I just need, Bethany and I just need it, and then Bethany and Marcus need it.
Yeah.
To make a group text.
Yeah, I start a little group text, and I change the color scheme to be all, like, red with, like, flames on it. And then I think better of it, and I change it to, like, a night sky.
Still trying to figure out what vibe you want.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go throw myself in a that way direction with my brain.
I'm gonna... Hit the road, I'm gonna zip on home.
Hey, Glider. Good job today. And same to you, Scarlet. We did good today.
You guys too.
Yeah, good job, everyone.
I'll see you at school.
See ya in the morning.
See ya, classmates.
You have been listening to Queen City Supers, a Graveyard Tapes side story using the game Masks. Masks, a New Generation, is a superhero role-playing game in which a team of young heroes fights villains, saves lives, and tries to figure out who they are. Featuring Caitlin as Madigan, aka Scarlet Sentinel, the Janus. Jess as Bethany Bertolucci, aka Glider, the Beacon. Ian as Marcus, aka Kid Phoenix, the Doomed, and Brianna Jean as the Keeper and Producer.